Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. Glad to have you here. So now it's time to talk money. Did you get nervous? Are you still here? Okay, good. Because it's time to talk dollars and cents here on the podcast editing and support show. I'm excited to have you here. A reminder that we are proudly hosted here on Captivate.fm. So if you're interested in where to send your podcasters to be, or if you're looking to host your own podcast, try Captivate.fm. I really love them. I also have other platforms I use, but I've been kind of leaning heavily here on Captivate.fm. So if you're interested, there's a link in the show notes, which is my affiliate link. I'll get a small amount of money. We'll come back to the podcast, which I then reimburse and reinvest into other podcasters. So if you want to use that link, great. 7 days free, I believe, when you start up. So take a look. Again, not a massive advertisement for Captivate, but this is where you're listening to me right now on Captivate.fm on the player of choice. So thank you for being here. Glad to be here with you. You are awesome. And you're on the path of creating your business and you want to support podcasters. You want to do this and make money. It's not just a hobby. You want to take the skills, the talents, the abilities that you've created over time with your own podcast and now create money with all those skills and talents that you have because you're your own editor. You do it yourself. So why not take something you're good at and then get out there and help other podcasters who A, maybe aren't so good at editing, or B, don't have time to do this. And they're just looking for someone to hand the keys of the car over to and say, here, you drive. I'm going to read the paper. Like, right. So you become the chauffeur of podcasting. I was actually a chauffeur for 5-6 years here in Niagara where I live. A lot of interesting stories happened in a limousine. None that I could share here, and probably would have to give you an explicit rating on this episode because of, you heard that saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens in a stretch limo generally stays in a stretch limo. I will let you come up with your own interpretation of what that means, but there you go, a little side tangent. We are here to talk money and how to make money with your podcast editing and support business. And I'm sure you're ready to talk about this yourself. And I'm sure you have many questions. And if I don't answer all of your questions in this episode, then I need to hear from you over at podcasteditingandsupport.com. Leave me a message, SpeakPipe, email, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you at podcasteditingandsupport.com. You ready? Let's talk money. Okay, you're back. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I'm glad you checked out and you got your minimum viable income. It's all done, right? It's there. You know your number. Good. Now we can move forward. How about estimating your earning potential? That's the next step. You know what you need to make to survive and to thrive, I would say. What is your earning potential? You need to research the typical rates and pricing models for other similar online services to the what you're planning on putting out into the world. In past episodes, I talk about bookmarking other businesses who do what you do or do what you want to do and comparing their rates, creating a spreadsheet, a Google Doc, a Google Sheet, Microsoft, whatever it is, but some way to track with links back there because their rates might change over time, but then kind of putting them in buckets. What is their podcast launch program cost for company A, B, C, and D? What does their audio editing cost for a 30-minute episode at company A, B, C, and D? What about a video editing services for a one-hour program, company A, B, C, and D? You want to know these numbers and see what's out there in the world. Again, I would avoid the extremes when it's $12,000 per episode. Okay, well, no. Or $5 an episode on the other end, on a Fiverr or an Upwork. You don't want to go there either. You don't want to be a quick, slippery slide to the bottom. And you don't want to have this number that's so big that finding a client is insurmountable. So find out what you see as the average and then do a judgment about where you are in your abilities, talents, gifts, your time that you've been doing this, editing. If you're brand new, your rates are going to be a little lower as you're learning. You might take on a free client at the beginning to get your, you know, to get some kind of work behind you and a reference that you can use and leverage to get new clients. But if you've been doing this for a length of time, you've been doing your own podcast, you have skills. Don't minimize the skills you have, but you need to estimate your earning potential. What do you think you can make? And that's a great way is by comparing what other people are charging as a benchmark for you to decide your number. You also need to estimate how many billable hours per week that you can realistically dedicate to client work based on your commitments. You have a family, you have a life, you have a dog that needs to go outside right now. You have to go get groceries, you need to sleep, you need to eat. There's so many things that you need to do. How many billable hours per week can you do right now without changing a thing? What's that number? Do you know that? Probably not. Then figure that out. And then also calculate your potential monthly revenue by multiplying your hourly rate by your estimated weekly billable hours. Do some math, and that'll give you an idea of your number. And then if you look at that number, it's like, that's really low. I need more money to survive. Then what are you going to give up to give more billable hours? Or how are you going to charge more for your services? Maybe you need to go to school, an online school, and learn more so you can charge more. Maybe you need to read more and do more research. Maybe you need something else that makes you better for what you do so that you can charge more for your services. Maybe you're charging too low. Maybe you need to get off Upwork and Fiverr, and you need to go and do this on your own without getting $5 per episode. Maybe you need to stop doing that because you're going to need a lot of clients and a lot of billable hours to pay your car this week if you're getting paid $5 per episode, right? That's not going to happen. So estimate your earning potential. That's the next step in all of this. And then you also then need to consider the next part is your accounting for your expenses and your taxes. Again, at the beginning of this next section, I want to remind you that I am not an expert in accounting. I have an accountant that I've hired. My wife and I own rental property. They do everything for us. We give them all our numbers and they give us back our information. And we pay them. Yes, it costs us money to have someone do our accounting. Because, A, I am not good at it, kind of like podcast editing for some people, not good at it, don't have time for it, don't have the expertise, I'm not up on the latest accounting terms and new laws. That's what they do for a living. And if you're a podcast host, you're like, yeah, I don't get this podcast thing, I'm just going to hire somebody. Same thing. So I'm not an accountant, so please don't take my advice as advice for you in your situation. And I've never been a tax consultant. I've never been one on TV. I've never been a stunt double for a tax person. Never done it. So keep that in mind. But you also, when you talk about your minimum viable income, you're also going to be paying your own taxes if this becomes a full-time gig for you. Or you make a certain amount of money, depending on where you live and all those things, you're going to have to actually pay taxes on this. And if you don't incorporate the fact that you are going to be paying taxes, A, you need to track it, but B, you need to account for that. And if you don't, you're going to be taking money out of your income to pay taxes that you're not charging your or including in your fees to your clients. So factor in any business expenses like software, equipment, insurance, etc., that will cut into your revenue. It's really important. And also estimate for your self-employment tax liability, which is usually, and according to the information that's included in the show notes, around 15.3% of your net income you need to account for as taxes. So keep that in mind. 15, 16%. Make sure you have that money set aside in addition to what you've made to cover your taxes. Again, depending on where you live, that number will vary. But just keep that in mind as an idea. Do your research, hire an accountant, spend a couple $100 with them at the beginning of setting up your business, ask all your questions, and do things the right way. That's what I would suggest to you. Also determine how much you'll need to set aside for quarterly estimated tax payments if that's how you pay your taxes. So finding a great accountant, understanding your expenses and your taxes, very important for you in a new business to do it the right way. You do not want to do this the wrong way, okay? Because you'll end up paying a hefty fine, you'll get in trouble. Don't just assume that if I keep it under wraps, no one will know. The moment your podcast host comes to you and says, can I get a receipt for that? Oh, dun, 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 right? You want to do everything the right way. Do it the right way. Show up. Be a professional. This is not a hobby. This is a business. Even if you have one client and you're making $20 a week, you're a business. So act like one. And then you'll get more clients. And then eventually you'll be the expert and famous. There you go. The last thing we need to focus in on, and I'm going to again lead to my number coming up here in a minute, is determining your pricing and your sales goals. So we know what our minimum viable income is. We know about all the other things that go along with working for ourselves and our own business. Now we got to determine our pricing and our sales goals, right? We've looked at our competition. We've looked at what's out there in the market. We know a number. We know what's really high, what's really low. We've done a comparison of a bunch of different businesses to find the median. And then we've made a real honest judgment about where we sit there. Do we think our services are better than what's out there or not so good? And we need to grow. That's going to help shape our number. So keep all those things in mind. We need to determine our pricing and sales goals. We need to set our hourly rate or service package prices to achieve that minimum viable income, factoring in all of our expenses and how much money we want to make. As we estimate how many clients or projects we're going to need to book per month to reach this goal, will give us those key performance indicators to tell us if we're on the right path. Consider offering some tiered service packages or add-ons to increase your earning potential. So you could be doing editing for someone, and then they have some podcast questions. And as a fellow podcaster, because you are, right? Yeah. As a fellow podcaster, you can come on with them, and they can spend money with you and time with you to ask their podcasting questions. Like, how to be a better interviewer? You could easily answer that question with some research and practice and being a podcast host yourself. You can share your insight and people would pay you for that, especially people that are new. Sharing your resources, having affiliate links like Captivate.fm in my show notes. You can have affiliate links to books and resources and courses that you can direct people to if you're not the subject matter expert, which could then in turn generate income for you outside of the editing part of being a podcast editor. It's not just editing, everyone. The name of the podcast is podcast editing and, ready, support. You're here to support podcasters. So don't just do one. Don't just do the editing. Don't just do the support. Do them both. And you have a more well-rounded way to earn income for your business and complement what you do by being a support to podcasters. By carefully calculating your minimum viable income, estimating your earning potential, and setting appropriate pricing and sales goals, you can determine the income needed to make your online podcast services a success, whether as a side hustle or as a full-time venture. Okay, you're still here, right? Okay, that's amazing. We're here at the end of the podcast, and I promise you, I will share with you my journey of creating my number. And I'll share with you right now. The idea of putting out a number into the world, again, it's at the time of recording, right? So we're in the spring of 2024. This number is subject to change, just so you know, as I grow and as I understand my business. But I didn't know my starting point. And I sat down with somebody who's much smarter than I am, They have a background as an IRS person in the States. I'm in Canada. And so they work for the IRS. So this is a guy who knows numbers. He's also a lawyer and an accountant. So he sat down with me and he asked me all of the awkward questions. And between the two of us, we came up with what I think is a high number, he thinks is a low number. But we agree to disagree. And he wants me to charge more. And it feels weird to even say it out loud, but this is the number that we came up with together. He was like, so based on all of the skills and talents and things that you know, how much do you think your time is worth? And I came in low, okay? I immediately think of it in a context of a working environment, what a minimum wage would be, for example. And we all know minimum wage is different around the world. There's people in the U.S. that have a very low minimum wage. Canada, it's a little bit higher. It varies around the world. So for me, my first default thought was, well, what's minimum wage? Now, does minimum wage mean that I'm covering all of my expenses, my mortgage, my groceries, my car, my gas, all my utilities, my computer, my time? Like, am I going to make enough money to live on minimum wage? That's an answer for you. If you can, then great. That's awesome. But for me, I can't. So I have three adult children. I have my wife's working full time, which is great. That gives us some kind of a cushion. But I still have expenses. I still have things I got to pay for. And being an editor, you got equipment, gear, subscriptions, software, licensing, music licensing that you hear in the podcast here that I pay for on a monthly basis. There's a lot of things that add up. And again, if you don't know your minimum viable income, you don't know what that number is. You might take a lower number and then realize you're making nothing for your time. And that's not a good place to be. Okay. So when we sat together, I gave him my minimum wage number and he just shook his head. No, he's like, no, that's not right. That's way too low. He's like, you got to triple that. I'm like, what? What? And what we came to for me here in Canada, in my situation right now, is we came up to, he told me, you need to be charging at least $1 a minute for your time. Now, $1 a minute means like if I do a 15-minute meeting with someone, that's a $15 charge. That doesn't sound absurd for the amount of value that I can give to someone. 15 minutes, $15. That's not crazy. A 30-minute call, 30 minutes, $30. Okay, well, it's a little steeper, obviously. And then a one-hour call is $60. Now, the thought of making $60 an hour, again, I'm a product of the 70s. $60 an hour that's quite a lot. But for the amount of knowledge, wisdom, and skill, I kind of default back to my oldest son works in construction. And he works with great tradespeople. And these tradespeople have been doing this for years. I've been doing audio editing for 30 years. Now, in doing audio editing for 30 years, I'm not new at this. And I've done all of the research, practice, study, got the books, tried the programs, learned over that period of time how to be a good editor and understand the software. So that means I'm faster at editing some things than someone whose first day on the job never done this before. So is it fair to charge the same rate or be paid the same rate as someone brand new when I have 30 years experience? No. Is it fair to charge a plumber the same amount of money to do a job faster because they're quick at their job and they've been doing this so fast, where a new person, a new plumber who's never really done this before, has to kind of learn on the job? It's going to take them longer. And it seems like if you do it fast, you should get paid less. It's not the right way. That's not how it works. When you're an expert in something, you should be paid and compensated for your knowledge, your ability, your training, your smarts. So when you look at your number and coming up with your number, don't discount yourself. You are a smart person. You have great gifts to offer the world. And don't cut yourself down. That minimum wage number might be you shrinking yourself a little bit so that you don't come off as being too high and mighty. Now, I'm not saying I'm high and mighty at $60 an hour, but a dollar a minute is simple math, easy to communicate, easy to set up for my calendar so that people want a 45-minute meeting with me, that's $45. Simple, right? And it helps to kind of set the basis for where I want to go with my business. Now, when I say I charge $60 an hour or a dollar a minute, does that mean I charge everybody that? No. No, I've done many, many, many meetings for free. I've done free edits for people. I've jumped in and helped them with a Zoom screen share and helped them troubleshoot something on their end that caused them frustration and didn't charge them a penny. I do have a Buy Me a Coffee setup, and sometimes those interactions result in someone buying me a $5 coffee. Great. I just reinvest that money and give it to somebody else. That's how I do my $5 Buy Me a Coffees at buymeacoffee.com. There you go. So that's how I deal with it. I do a lot of stuff for free. Do I have to charge everybody $60 an hour? No. Can I charge them $30? Yeah. Can I charge them $15? Sure. You can charge them whatever you want. But I'm going to tell you that even at $60 an hour, there are people that I've come across in podcasting that think that's kind of really, really low. They're like, what do you mean $60 an hour? The last person I worked with was $200, $300, $400 an hour. You're $60 an hour? And in that moment, they kind of think, well, maybe you're not as good. So it's relative to your situation. And you don't know your number until you start thinking about it and putting it out there. So my number right now in April of 2024, recording this episode, is $60 an hour, a dollar a minute. And I'm in Canada. So Americans, if you hired me, you're actually going to save money because you're the way the dollar translates for you. It's actually cheaper to hire me in Canada than it is to hire someone in the US. The one thing I would say is I would encourage everyone to hire somebody within your area if possible. I know we can hire people from around the world and save a lot of money because of the way our money and our dollar translates from one country to another, where you can hire somebody and pay them way less than you would pay someone in your local town or city. My heart, my desire for my business, going back to planning out what I want to do with my company, is I want to hire people locally. I want to hire that single mom who can't go out and work outside the house, but really needs the income. And I'm not going to pay her minimum wage. I'm telling you, I'm not. So I would much rather get clients that would come in at that $60 or higher and then pay somebody to help in the business and give them regular work. I'm really big on supporting my local community. Something I value as a business owner, something that I value here in Canada, I would love to support someone in my local area. That's my personal choice. You can decide what works for you and your business, but I'd much rather put my money back into my local income economy than to send it somewhere else. That's just my choice. Now, I know there's a lot of great people around the world that can help you. And if that's your goal, then awesome. You're also helping them in their economy and helping them to thrive as well. So I see that and I love that. I think we should need to use the money pooled together in podcasting and help as many people as possible. So whatever you decide, do that and do it well and do it with your whole heart. But for me, I'm going to focus on hiring people in my local community and giving people jobs when I know they're really needing them. So that's really my focus. So that's my number. I told you I save it for the end, a dollar a minute. 15-minute call is $15, 30-minute call is $30, and so on. That's how I've arranged mine. It is going to change. It's going to be altered based on the people that come across my path. And I've even been doing charitable work for people that have charities and they have no budget, but they can offer me a tax receipt, which then I can use in my business. So there's always a way to help people, but you need your minimum number. So mine is $60 an hour. What's yours? I'd love to hear what you think your number is. And again, there's people listening around the world. Hello again, Australia. I'd love to hear what you think you need to be successful as a podcast editor and support person. It's all about your number. Do you know how much you need to make? Do you account for all of the things that also have to be paid for? And are you going to give yourself a profit? At the end of the day, unless this is a hobby for you and you don't care about making money at all and you're independently wealthy, then great for you. But for the rest of us, we need to make an income. Don't shrink yourself. You are a great person who can do great things and you deserve to be paid for what you can do. Keep it in mind. If you need any help coming up with your number or just have questions around your number and how to get set up so your business is ready to go, podcasteditingandsupport.com and or come on the show and let's have a conversation together about your business and help somebody that's listening so they can start theirs as well. podcasteditingandsupport.com. Thank you for listening. I would love to hear your number. Go to SpeakPipe on my website. Leave me a message. Tell me your number and promote your business at the same time. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcasteditingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.